are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 and call him a baby, 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 baby.
So I think it's time for me to shave because because I was walking the other day, and this happened to me twice this week. And my pubes were getting caught in my drawers, and it was like so uncomfortable. Like it was twisting up so bad, I literally was like folding up, like while I was walking, trying to keep it, because I couldn't like just dig it out, but I also couldn't just keep being in pain. Like I'm talking about, it felt like somebody was taking a knife and like sliding it down my thighs. That's how painful it was.
Big bush boy, big pussy gal with the big bush.
I haven't shaved in about at least 3 years. But I'm not like Chewbacca kind of hairy, you know? Like, it's just like, it's an average amount of hair. Like, I'm not a hairy person.
Chewbacca strikes again, bitch.
I'm going to shave at least. Again. I'm going to shave in this area at least, you know?
Give yourself a bikini wax. Like, the little part right here. I think that's a bikini wax, like where they get to, like, the hair and shit like that. I'm not particularly hairy down there, but I also shave. So, that's that. But some people like panty pies.
I do. I love a hairy man. I love a furry taco. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know, I don't know if you know that light-skinned boy that I posted on my story the other day.
Was he light-skinned or was he the other thing? I need to know the difference.
No, he was light-skinned, not white.
Okay, just clarifying. Anyway.
He's one of my favorite, like, hairy content creators. I just love a hairy man. I do. And I like when they be light-skinned and hairy because you can see all the hair. You
know? I don't like... Okay, I like hair on guys. I'm not trying to wildebeest through the forest and play Wolverine adventures to try to get to the body. I like seeing the body, mm-hmm. too. Like, I just... like, and I don't like when it's taco meaty. Taco meat hair throws me off because it gives, like, dirty old...
It gives, like, 70s, like...
Yes.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
And then the bush just flies out. I'm not into all that. Like, just give me, like, a nice, like, if it's hair on your chest, just, like, I like a little hair. I like laying on niggas' chest. And if you lay on a nigga's chest who has hair, your face is gonna break out. I already have very sensitive skin. I can't be risking it. And then my face gets hot really fast, and it gets really uncomfortable because I'm a cuddler. So it just don't be worth it.
I am starting to get a little hair on my chest. Like, okay. I'm able to count the hairs.
Okay. That's like when niggas grow their chin hair out, they're like, I see the chin hair.
Yeah, it's like that. I'm very proud of it. You know what also? I just realized I have a lot of, like, moles / beauty marks. I don't know if you can see any, but it's one. I think it's one on my neck, but I don't remember. But I have a lot, not a lot. It's almost freckly, you know. And I can tell some. I can tell which ones are like scars from like a bump or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, like, the really dark, the really black ones. Those you would call those moles, right? They're not raised. They flat.
I call those beauty marks because I have one that came right. I have one that just popped up on this side of my face. I have one that just came right here on my ribs. But I also have like you were saying, like the scar. You could tell there's between the scar and the beauty mark. I have like scars from when like I was using a wrong deodorant and it broke out my underarm before I had the surgery and shit like that. So I have like scars under there. But then I have like a random beauty mark, like literally like on my rib cage. I'm like, this is so cute. If I didn't have these scars right here, people would be able to really notice it.
I have so many, and I'm like, wow, have they always been here? Do I just not look at myself enough?
You been in the mirror lately? Have your confidence...
I'm tired.
No, you look normal. You look very well moisturized.
Allegedly, okay.
Allegedly. Oh, girl.
What did you say before I cut you off?
I don't remember. You know how my brain works.
I don't remember either. Confidence. You said confidence. That's the word you use.
Yeah. As you've gotten older, do you feel like your confidence has gone up, or do you feel like it's just like remain the same?
I mean, it's definitely gone up. Like stuff that used to bother me about myself, I'm like, girl, this is great.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
Fuck it. I'm pushing 30. You know, I love being able to say that. Next year, I'll be 30.
I can't wait to say that. Man. I can't wait to say that with you. I just really just want to be able to like really grow into my 30s and really just I just really want to be able to grow into my 30s and really just embrace it and just really just I don't know. I feel like my 20s, like as I'm like ending it, I feel like my 20s have just been so like were just so like I don't know, informative. I feel like my view of myself changed a lot as I was ending my 20s. And now, like, as I'm bracing and going into the 30s, I feel like I look at my perspective on life has just changed. Bitch, you want to say something so bad. What, bitch?
I'm not.
What you want to say,
I'm
ho?
Letting you talk to our listeners.
What you want to say, ho?
Because you're not talking to me.
The girls are so judgy. That's why I hate faggots. Because they always want to fucking, like, attack you.
The F word.
Just because you want to be old and dusty and forever and like, die old or whatever the fuck the case may be. I want to just embrace my youth, and I just want to continue living in my 20s. And I'm going to continue living in my 20s. I'm almost 30, and when I become 30, then everyone will know. Until that time, it is no one's business, you know?
Congratulations, Cash Doll. I'm going to go ahead and jump into my list for the week. It's very short.
Cash Doll is wild. Bitch, you just called me a 30-year-old 50 person. Or 50-30. I don't know.
It's because nobody knows how old Cash Doll really is. Google will tell you, but she'll be like, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm with
she
her.
She trolls with it. She has fun with it.
It's like, fun. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's all fun. Unless we're dating.
I don't know why this chair is squeaking. It's giving return to sender.
Here we go.
You need to tighten up a nut or a bolt.
Sometimes you need that nut tightened up.
I love my nuts tightened.
Creamy.
Okay, let me get into my list very quick. First of all, you know, this podcast has been in the etherverse for 5 years now. This year makes 5 years.
Okay? Whoa!
So, what I want y'all to do is make sure y'all listen to all 100. Today's episode 142. Listen to all 142.
I know where you're going.
Before you compare me to anybody else, I've never shied away from the type of people that I listen to. We talk about the people we like on this podcast and the podcast world on this podcast all the time. But just be very clear. That, you know, we might be small fry to a lot of people, but
we still bringing the calories, bitch. We bringing the heat. And we're not like anybody else. We are us.
My personality is mine. Okay.
I know what you're about to say.
And so if you find that somebody else I behave similarly to somebody else, I'm gonna let you have that, but I'm also gonna implore you to do your research and then come to your conclusion. Next up on the list, I did not know that you was not supposed to boil Fabuloso until they posted it on the Shade Room. And they was like, y'all gonna die. All them chemicals.
You're supposed to water it down first and then boil it.
Well, that's what I do. I put, because you don't want it sticking to the pot. I always put,
it's to dilute
by my
it.
Math, 3/4 water, 1/4 Fabuloso. That's what I do.
Are you good
but
at math?
I'm just gonna... No, but I just use my eyebrows.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stop doing that. I did not know that, and I did not know that you weren't supposed to mix it with bleach, because sometimes when I mop, I put a little bleach in the mop water. So I think I'm gonna just stop using Fabuloso altogether.
I like Fabuloso.
I do too.
I don't mix chemicals after I accidentally made mustard gas to throw on someone. So I try to avoid doing that.
Mustard gas is crazy. I'm not even really like a big bleach person. I know people like wash their dishes with bleach. I think that's fucking weird.
You caught me.
My oldest sister used to do that when I used to live with her when I was like a teenager. And I used to be going to wash the dishes. The problem was always that even if you put a little bleach water in the dishes, if you let the dishes sit in the bleach water, over time your dishes are gonna be fucking gross and like deteriorated.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but sometimes like the bleach kind of helps. Cause I don't know. Sometimes you get like a little smell in your apartment. It's like I don't know. It's like a
house.
Like you need a refresh and bleach, like a house smell, you know. And sometimes you need the bleach. So I will not be boiling Fabuloso. anymore.
My thing is with that, like, usually, because I'm never at home for the most part. Like, for the most part, I'm going, not telling anyone my business because no one knows where I live, but still don't come kill us or break into my house. But usually when I'm gone, like, I come back, I'm like, it's just so stuffy here. So, like, what I've been doing, like, I try to, like, to leave, like, when I come home, I leave, like, I guess I don't want to say that either because that's killer bait. But I try to leave, like, a window cracked or something. And try to, like, get some fresh air circulating. Because, like, my cleaning day is usually on Thursdays. And so, like, from, like, when I work to Thursday, it's all stuffy in here. So, your background is so nice.
Oh, thanks. It'll probably be changing. But I'm just trying some stuff out.
I like it.
Next up on the list. I was going to save this one for last. But I'm going to do it first. Whoever stole my pillow off my patio, I want you to know that you're going to hell. If your mama alive, that bitch going to hell. If she already dead, the bitch been in hell. And I hope she come back as a fucking tree frog and get ran over by a semi truck, you funky dog head bitch. Why the fuck would you steal my pillow off my patio? It's a very weird thing to do considering I have my ashtray out there on my patio. You could have stole that. You might have found a little roach blunt in there, you know. You could have stole a lighter out there. I left one of my good lighters sitting out there when you stole my pillow. I had my okay, because I don't know. Do y'all have like a mosquito issue in Vegas?
Not currently. The issue is not that I think about it. I've never had like a really bad mosquito issue. We have grasshopper issues.
How big? Have you ever seen a mosquito close up?
No. But not out here.
How big, the biggest mosquito you've ever seen, how big was it? If you've ever, like, seen one or can remember.
Not that I remember. Because
they're kind of like some inconspicuous insects. You got to kind of, like,
catch them in the action. And then they come, mm-hmm. And then they move real quick, too. You just got to catch them bitches. Like, you got to wait for them to land on you, then squat them.
So I have fly swatch. You could have stole my fly swat, bitch. So anyway, these mosquitoes in Texas, I wish I could find something that accurately represents how big they are. I've posted them on my story, and maybe I'll bigger. I'm talking about wing to wing, head to the bottom of their leg. Huge. I mean, they obviously not that big. But like if they're probably like in circumference like this big.
I don't do bugs.
Ginormous, and I have a bug screen up, but I can't reach all the way up to the top, so sometimes they seep in. Anyway, I keep some chemicals out there for them, because what I find is, because they're pretty fast, if you spray them, they'll just drown because they don't like the chemicals.
Oh. Yeah,
so I spray them with some Fabuloso. I'll spray them with some Spick and Span, you know, anything to disable them so they can get gone.
I like the bathroom foam cleaner. I get a good spray in. They can't. It's like all the fucking toxin shit go into like their pores and shit. And they just end up combusting.
It attacks them immediately. Mm-hmm. So you could have stole that, but you stole my pillow. How dare you?
And the thing,
we had a fire.
And the thing is, you be on your porch on all type of shit. And so the fact they stole that pillow, no telling what's on that fucking porch or what's on that pillow. It's all type of DNA. It's all type of all type of shit. Literally, no telling what's on that pillow. And they came up there and grabbed that pillow.
Anyway, so sorry. I could tell my bug screen was ripped a little bit. But also, we had a fire inspection, so I'm like, maybe the fire department or whoever does the fire inspection came and took my pillow. But if that's the case, you should have took everything off my patio. This whole fucking patio is a fire hazard. At the end of the day, I went and got me a camera down to the Amazon, and now
candid
I'm monitoring the bitches.
Candid camera.
You won't be stealing shit else from me. Last up on the list,
here we
go. Breakfast Club. You're done. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Boys Next Door. We are here for another week. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
Welcome back. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Make sure when you go watch us on YouTube, you actually subscribe at Boys Next Door Pod.
And, do it. Drop a like.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to... Well, I'll tell y'all what kind of emoji to leave at the end of this podcast just to see if y'all was listening for real.
Period.
So stay tuned for that.
Love it. We've been like, our YouTube been doing like really good lately too. I'm really proud of it. Like, y'all were abandoning it at first, but y'all been showing a lot of love and y'all just been active and liking shit and watching shit. Like, all our videos are like now, well, for the most part, above 100 views and at least close to like almost 200. So That's remarkable. We thank you guys.
That's interesting, considering, you know, I was going to go on a rant about, like, the podcast and stuff, but at the end of the day, like I said earlier, we've been doing this for a long time.
So yeah. They say it takes 5 years for our podcast to reach its stride. So you're in a 5-year period now, and I feel like you're about to put on your Skechers and get to striding.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't tell the people who you are and where to follow you.
I'm Ken Lush, and you can follow me at Ken Lush. KenLush. I don't like double letters. I can't say them. But double H. Twitter_ Ken Lush.
What's been going on in your world the last 7 days?
Ah, look at that.
It's getting out of hand. The AI has got to stop.
Okay, bitch, what is this? My week went by really, really fast. I was in lover boy mode all week. I'm just like, I know. I'm trying to like train myself to not be in lover boy mode. But we were talking before we started the podcast, and I think my thing be, I'm so particular about what I like and what I want from a nigga that when I see a nigga that has those qualities, I'm kind of just like fixated. I'm like, okay, I know the pickings is slim out here. So once you got something I like, I'm kind of like, bitch, you mine forever. And we locked in. And so it just, I be trying like to keep him around and like not do too much. And so I'm focused on the not do too much part. And I'm trying to like ignore the keep him around part. And so I've been trying not to do too much, which is really hard because I feel everything emotionally. Like, I'm an emotional person. I'm very just like, I'm a lover boy. I'm soft. I'm a simp. I'd be ready to fall in love after the first day hanging out together. So I just been trying to not fall in love. How about you, friend?
I feel like falling in love. I'm in a mood to, you know, I'm really going to evaluate my diet because I just farted again. It's crazy in here.
Oh, God. See,
I didn't know. I was going to try not to talk about it on the podcast, but it slipped out and now I smell it. So
I think you should save all your fart counts for the Patreon. Maybe the scat freaks will follow you there and want to hear more.
My week was fine.
Farting is
so weird. It actually went by kind of fast. I'm still on those apps. A couple of people have made it to my phone outside of the apps.
Hey! Like, how's that been going?
Fine. I'm trying not to be my usual pessimistic self.
It's hard, right?
Like, you know, whatever. I'm just, like, chilling. Of the people that I have been conversing with, there is somebody I like more than the others. Mm-hmm. But it's not deep enough for me to care, like, if something were to happen today, you know. Really? But I'm just, like, chilling. I'm just, like, you know.
Like, what makes you, like, that? What makes you, like, not, like, care? If you're interested in somebody, what makes you just, like, disconnect and be like, well, I really just don't care about you?
Well, it's just my natural disposition. It's, like, okay. My default setting.
Okay, just not care.
You know how your phone lock automatically after, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
That's me. I like lock down after like 2 minutes.
Your emotions lock after 50 seconds. You're like, this is enough.
Pretty much. What else is going on besides somebody stealing my goddamn property? I feel so violated by that because I feel like I've been marked.
This is how I felt.
I feel like they're probably coming back for more.
I mean, do you have anything left on there? Well, they might come back and get that fly swatter. You never know. Now you didn't auction it off. They might say, I want a piece of that. You never know. I don't...
I feel like I'm being watched now. So my week was... It was okay.
Okay, well, we'll take an okay week. It's better than it being a horrible. Yeah?
I'm going to go ahead and light my blunt to finding the thief.
Oh.
So, somebody who I was conversing this week from those apps told me about this app called Next Door, where everybody in the neighborhood just gets on and talks about things that go on in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's by Ring, right?
I don't know who's the app developer, but it's called Next Door. And so I got on there. My first post says that I'm only here to find out who stole my pillow. And so we I'm not letting this go. We have got to investigate this because it's not even a good pillow. It's very flimsy. It's not like there was a pillow you were describing to me earlier that your dog likes. Like, it's like nothing. It's like not good. Okay, so taking my pillow.
That's where you draw the line. Bitch. That's where you draw the line. I mean, I.
So I'm lighting my blunt to that. And to.
Okay. Okay, say it. Uh-huh. I feel a little soft moment coming. Say it.
Ah. Here we go. Not being so pessimistic.
Yeah, there we go. I enjoy that. Are you rolling up right now? Well, shit. I'm rolling up my blunt, too. I guess I can light mine. I have mine rolled. But I'm lighting mine to just, like, trying to go with the flow, even though that's like not my thing, and I'm gonna have to re-roll mine too. Now that I think of, now I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're crazy.
I am crazy because I try to go with the flow, but I'm one of those people. Like, I guess, like I always say, I'm not a control freak. I just like to know what's going on around me because okay. So, how far are we in? Damn, I feel like I always give a confession about this time. Okay, so
is this your confession?
It's not really a confession. It's more like I need help and the therapist. So if you're a therapist and you're listening, please step in and help me. But I just I get these visions of grandeur about people when I like them, and I want to learn how to control those visions of what I want and what I see with them and what I want the situation to become. I want to learn how to back off and just let it become that without me trying to overdo my part or overextend myself, because I just, like, I don't know. I just be wanting shit to happen. And a lot of times it don't be happening on my time, but, you know, sometimes they say when shit don't be happening on your time, it's not God's time for it to happen yet. And so I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to get more in the habit of just, like, trusting God's timing for what is due to me in my life. And not stress. And it's hard because I'd be ready to blow people's car up and throw mustard gas and go yell at people. And I'd be on it. Like, I don't play. That's why it's really, really hard. All my friends say I need a guy who is just, like, very strong-willed, very set in, like, very just him. And I feel like I gravitate toward guys that are like that. And then I'm just like, oh, this is the one. This is the one. And so I wanna learn how to just, like, be less. I want to be more pessimistic.
We're literally, I was just about to say, we're literally the opposite.
100%.
And I feel like I may have said this to you before. I usually try to tell people, like, because people will say to me, like, wow, I wish, like, I could care, like, less like you do. And it's like, you don't necessarily want that because I think I'm too far left. You know how they got, like.
Yeah. The Kinsey scale.
Left-wing conservatives. Oh. I mean, left-wing Democrats and right-wing conservatives. Like, you don't want to be too far on either of those extremes.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, do you feel like you're more... You protect yourself, harmfully against, like, relationships and affection and shit like that? Or do you feel like it's been beneficial to you?
I don't know if it's been beneficial, but... No. It's a default setting. Like I said, once I lock up after 2 minutes, figure out the passcode, baby, because I ain't giving it to you.
Okay, well, if you're a therapist and you listen to this, I think you need to do some work on both of us, because clearly we have issues. Like, I know there's, like, a thing called, like, anxious attachment, and then there's, like, another form of attachment.
I'm an avoidant attachment.
Avoidant. And I think I'm an anxious attachment. Like, I just always be like, I don't know. I'm always just like, oh. Like, I just get attached and I just be like in my head. And I'm trying to just learn how to be less in my head and just, I'm lighting a blunt to that. I'm tired of saying the same shit. I want a man and I don't want to think about it, period. Lighting a blunt to that.
I don't know if I really want a man, though. Like, I do, but I don't know if I'm really ready for that.
What stops, like, I always have to ask these two-part questions whenever you make statements like that, because I, like, it's important to dive into why you feel this way. So I feel like you want
a man. I don't know why, girl. It's just how I am.
I feel like you want a man because every fucking, for the past year, you dropped crumbs that you want a man. I think you just don't want a relationship.
That's, I think that's really what it is. Like, I don't want to do the work, but I just want somebody on speed dial, you know?
Yeah, like you just want like a Steadman.
Yeah, minus the Ozempic.
I mean, he could come in a little Ozempic. I don't mind. Like, we could share. But I just...
That was Oprah shade.
Oh, well, I'll take the Ozempic for him. But I think you're a relationship girly. You're just afraid of being a relationship girly. Like, you're just like very like, oh. I thought you were doing a little Kim dance at first. And I'm like, oh, nope, he's rolling up. I feel like you're a relationship person at the end of the day. It's just a fact of, it's just scary. It's just, I don't know how to put it in other words other than I just feel like you avoid it. Like, if something, like, is too good to be true, you're like, nope, no thank you. If, like, something's, like, working out, you're like, let me find what's wrong with it. And then you're just like, and then, like, you automatically...
Well, the thing is, usually things are too good to be true because they are.
Well, maybe it's too good to be true because that's what you deserve right now in your life, something good. And so when it gets bad, you intercept that when it comes. Instead of looking for the bad when in the middle of the good, you can't even appreciate the good then.
Okay, girl, I didn't come here to be preached at about my love life, okay?
Bitch, I preach it to myself and you and our listeners who might be going through the similar thing. You're just taking
it personal. I forgot we was talking to other people. That's right.
That's the best part of this podcast, though, because it always feels like that. We just be talking. But this is literally how it be when we're not recording, too. But I don't know. I just want to be able to, like, accept the love that makes sense for me. Like, I want it to make sense. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pressure it. I don't want to, like, fight for it. I just want everything to naturally come together and make sense, and I want to keep being hopeful and optimistic that it's going to make sense in the end. And I'm just like, I don't know. Niggas suck.
Well, speaking of niggas, I think we should jump into the first topic, which I think you want to start with the situation?
We definitely can.
Actually, let's start. Okay. Let's start with this, because I saw this. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have time to think about it. You said it's going to be a no from me if.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with that.
So I was seeing this online. Like, people are doing this. It's going to be a no from me if thing where, it, like, for example, it's going to be like, it's a no from me if you don't like dogs. Or it's going to be a no from me if you don't like Buffalo Wild Wings. Those are certain things where it's just like, it has to make sense. What are other things for you that has to make sense? So it's going to be a no from you if your feet are ugly. Just like that.
Well, yes, that's number one. It's going to be a no from me if... You know what I'm realizing during this little dating process? Like, a lot of my no's are really, like, soft no's. Because it depends on the person. Like, some people can get away with certain stuff.
Oh, those be the ones.
I'm probably not going to be able to date you long term if you have bad feet. But, like, we can hunch. We can hang out as long as you keep your socks on, you know?
And I don't like niggas hanging around me with socks on. I think it's so, like, what are you hiding? Take those socks off. Like, even when niggas come over now, I'll just be like, why are your socks on? Like, I understand this is not your house, so of course you wouldn't walk around barefoot.
Yeah, I'm not taking my socks off at nobody's house.
I don't go.
I know them for real.
I don't go to other people's house anyway, but still. I just even want to see a nigga feet. Like, take your socks off. It's okay.
That's for the bed. Like, if we get in the bed, then you can take your socks off.
No, bitch. I be on the couch, like, with my feet out, making them see my feet. I be like, look, I don't got time.
I don't.
You're not a foot pusher? Unless that's... A foot pusher.
The last time I had some foot fun, which was a couple weeks ago, I told y'all about that. He came over with, like, slides on, with his no socks on.
Oh,
that, man. But that situation was prefaced with, you finna come over here and get your feet sucked on, okay? So he knew what to do. But in most other situations, why are you taking your... my friend Ricky, for instance, like, I wouldn't go over his house and just, like, be barefoot.
I'm talking about with a nigga, bitch. I'm not walking around my friend's house like that. I'm talking about with a nigga. Like, girl.
But I'm just saying, in general, I'm not going barefoot to nobody's house.
Well, bitch, sometimes I wear my slides. At the door,
I'm going to have socks on. If you need me to take my shoes off, yes. But I'm going to have socks on.
Well, I'm not walking around other people's house barefoot. I'm just saying, in my own space, I prefer if a nigga has, like, don't they have socks on? Like, or, like, if he's wearing slides, I like slides with no socks. I love Crocs with no socks. I love, like, the sockless look. Here we go.
Now, Crocs with no socks to me gives trailer park. Whether you black, white, Indian, Asian, it just gives dirty. I feel like Crocs need to have socks in them unless you have those new Crocs that look really nice. But the traditional Croc, you need to have on a sock. Otherwise,
that looks so ugly. Nice. That looks so ugly. Crocs with socks look so fucking weird.
It looks normal.
No, bitch. Crocs aren't normal shoes, bitch. You're walking around with a fucking shoe that has a belt buckle that goes around the back of your foot. Nothing's normal.
Used to think Crocs were so hideous. I love Crocs now.
Everybody had like that moment where it's like, I would never wear a pair of Crocs. Now they're like closet. Yeah.
And then you slide your foot in them. These motherfuckers so comfortable, bitch, and rubbery.
Yes, we tap dancing on clouds. Like, you'd be like, okay, bitch, I had the wrong idea about you, girl. I might have to give you another
one. It's also a no for me if, because this came up during my little conversing sessions.
Snafu.
If you are a Republican, like, it's not going to work out for me.
Okay.
Because it's just like fundamentally we don't believe in the same things. So
right.
Let's not do that.
It's going to be a no from me if you can't dress. Or don't have a blank a blank palette for me to dress you.
It's going to be a no from me if you... Now, there are some people who be putting shit on and I can tell that they looked in the mirror and they thought that was fire. You know? Mm-hmm. But if I look at it and I be like, why are you 50 years old with a leopard print sweater on? I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw that on the apps and I was just like, swipe left.
Yeah, bitch, block, actually.
And I'm not really judgy like that. It's just like certain stuff. It's just like, would I be seen out with you in public wearing this right now? No, I wouldn't.
It's just a matter of taste. It shows a level of taste that isn't acquired yet. So, if you're like 90 years old and you're still wearing random leopard shit in the middle of outfits that don't match, it's a hell no. So,
I'm actually so glad I didn't get the leopard print tattoos that I wanted when I was 18. Thank God.
That phase took over like leprosy, bitch. It was everybody. Everywhere. It was insane. I think it was you.
I actually fucked a nigga who got leopard print tattoos and you can get it again. No shit.
Round two. Fight.
It's
gonna be no for me if you have leopard
tattoos. It's a no for me if you have small children.
Ooh, that's a good one. Why?
I've been seeing that on the apps too. Like, people have kids. Like, if your kid's not grown, I'm not interested.
You wouldn't be a step papa?
No.
Step boy next door.
Step nigga. No, I can't do it.
The step nigga.
Not that I can't do it. I want to say never because, again, like I said earlier, I've been running into stuff that I'm like, okay, this is a soft no. It's not as hard of a no for me as it was.
Yeah.
And I'm a lady and I'm allowed to change my mind.
Yes, that is your right.
So, little kids, though, because it's just like, first of all, I'm going to have to be around a little crumb snatchers if we get serious. Second of all, you probably still fucking a mama.
Okay. Probably so. But also, like, what if the baby mom was like really cool and she hits it off and she knows about him and she's like very just like whatever about it. Like a cool baby mama.
Now if she wanna fuck both of us, that's fine. We can do that too.
Now see, look, this, and then that's how it gets messy, bitch. Girl, you always trying to drag some pussy into the conversation. This is the boys next door.
Give me a little cootie cat, girl. Bring that coochie over here sliding across my lip, bitch.
I just want you to experience this so we can get it fucking over with. So you can go back to just being a normal guy. I am so over this weird, like, obsession with pussy.
It's not an obsession. I just like looking at it. I think in practice, I don't know if I really would be into it, but I love watching, like...
I know.
And I never used to like female porn, but now I do.
I know. I'm just talking shit. I just think you being bisexual is
fuck
like,
you, ho.
Okay, it's going to be a no from me if I scare you.
How about you don't scare people?
I don't know how to not scare people. Okay. So listen. I was at work, right? And this girl, like, she's cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She finally had the nerve to come up and talk to me. And she was just like, I think you're so cool. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. Hi, blah, blah, blah. Became cool. We started, like, hanging out more. And she's like, yeah, every time I see you, you just look so mean. And I'm just like, I don't think I
get that a lot, too.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't get that vibe from you.
I don't get that vibe from me either. I think I walk around with like an inflated sense of confidence because that's just how I walk. I walk very just like, I'm like, you know, like all gays walk with a song in their head. So I'm usually like, mm-hmm. I usually have a song in my head, like depending on what I'm dressed like or what I listen to right before I got out the car. Like there's songs in my head. So I'm usually walking to the song. And then I walk pretty zigzag. So I have to like focus when I'm walking or else I'm like, you know, like we walk places and I just be feeling the floor. And so
I don't like people like you who can't walk in a straight line.
I try, man. I was walking with this guy at work who I have a big crush on. I was walking with this guy at work and then I kept like accidentally getting too close to him. I was like, listen, I don't mean to do that. He was like, yeah, you keep getting closer and closer. I'm like, it's not, trust me, it's not that I like you. It's just the fact that that's just how I walk, so.
But you do like him. You just said you had a crush
on him. I do, but I'm not telling him that. Bitch, remember, we playing it cool. I ain't telling that nigga I like you. I ain't trying to get close to you. I'm playing at school.
It's a no for me if... you're more than 2 days younger than me, I think. Because I just be feeling like, auntie, you know, I just, oh, like when I see, when anytime, like if somebody's like even like a year younger than me, I'm like, oh, you're such a baby. I'm not even old, but I just go into that mode and it turns off the attraction. Like if I find you attractive, but.
So do you prefer older? Like,
I think I prefer somebody in my age range.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to take these people off the table. Like, I told y'all last week about the 25-year-old who's actually 24, which made it worse for me once I realized he was 24. I was like trying not to be, like, judgy because I'm like, okay, I remember being 24 and being attracted to older guys, right? And then here's the thing.
Okay.
I keep running into younger guys who be like, and I just had this conversation with one of my friends because it's happening to him too. We're being attacked at the same time. Once you tell them your age and they're younger than you, like, oh, I love older men. Excuse me?
No, thank you.
Older men? I'm 29.
I don't have that issue. Sorry.
Like we can't do that. Don't call me an older man. I'm older than you.
Right.
But see, that's the hypocrisy because then I'd be like, oh, you're such a baby.
Yeah, you're like, you're younger than me. Yeah, like, you faggots are hypocritical nowadays.
Hypocritical faggots, I wish we could name the episode that.
what would we call it? Hip Fs? Or, I don't know.
F1. Speaking of the Queen of Rap, her tour starts tonight. By the time you're listening to this,
I thought you were about to mention Cardi's new song.
Let's move on. Are you done with your...
Yeah, that's enough. I feel like y'all know what I like and don't like by at this point. If you're trying to be my man, you're going to shoot your shot or you not. And then you better shoot your shot at the right time. If you shoot a shot when I'm in the middle... Oh my God, in the middle of my period. Do you find yourself having a man period?
They say we have one.
Yeah.
Mine, yeah. I don't know if I get a period. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it make you depressed? Because, yeah.
Yeah, that's one. For us, the symptoms is depression, fatigue, weird anxiousness about shit. We normally wouldn't be anxious about. It's a couple other things. And I was like, because I know I have my man period usually at the, like, between the third and last week of the month. And so this week was my man period. I was overly irritable. Like, I was cramping randomly, too. Which always brings back to this flashback I have of being born a girl. And then, like...
I'm about to say, you want to be a woman so bad.
Like, do you know? But seriously, I had to look it up to make sure I wasn't being delusional. And I'm like, these are all, like... And then the picture I looked up...
Bitch, you probably had gas, girl.
Bitch, first of all, I would have to eat, like, shit that would give me gas. And I have a very regular bowel movement, too. Like, I poop very normally. So I don't really, I'm not a gassy person either. So like, it wasn't that. It was just more so I was just like, everything was like blowing me this week. Everything. Like, it wasn't even big shit. It was like the smallest fucking shit. I'm just like, I don't know if I should stab you or fucking throw a bomb at your car. And so, but I'm naturally like that as well too. So I don't know.
So I think my last one is a no for me if we can't fart around each other.
Why do you want to do that?
I don't want to fart around my man, but if it comes, if it needs to come out, I need to let it go. I can't be holding in my farts. It's bad for your system. It hurts.
Okay, but why can't you just go up and go to the bathroom and do it?
That's fine, but I'm saying if one slips out, I don't want to be judged or be, you know, made fun of for it. Because when my nigga fart, I'm going to be like, let me smell it.
See, that's the difference between, like, most people and, like, you. You're fucking insane. Like, I can deal with every bodily fluid for whatever reason, except for, like, it's something about a fart. It's just too sneaky for me. I don't enjoy those. I don't like when I'm walking behind people and I randomly walk into a fart. It pisses me off. I don't like when I'm around, like, at work, like, there's fans and, like, I smell a fart just randomly drive on by. I don't want to deal with all that. That's not fun for me. And I don't like want to smell your fucking asparagus and fucking roast beef sandwich from yesterday. Okay.
Now them healthy farts be the funkiest ones. Like that broccoli asparagus, they be the worst. But like I want to be in a relationship where, you know,
open.
If you gotta open that hole and fart in my mouth, let's move on.
Please, let's jump in that car. Let's jump
Speaking
in the car.
Speaking of, okay, before we move on to the next topic, weird fetishes. I just found out this was a thing: mouth fisting.
What's that?
Like when you get your mouth fisted. I found a whole bunch of videos, or I saw one, and then it just led me into a deep, dark glory hole of mouth fisting videos.
Can you fit your fist in your mouth?
No, that's why I don't even suck dick. I can't even fit a penis in my mouth.
I feel like I can do it.
They were hot, though. I nutted to one of them. Their mouth just get off. See, it be like that, but they be going a little further, too. But they be having a whole fist of their mouth. They be gagging and choking and slobbering and getting spat on and slapped.
Oh, that was me. I felt like I was, that just made me ready to go suck some dick. I ain't even gonna lie. That's pretty hot.
It's very erotic. Now, like, when I'm getting fucked, I like fingers in my mouth. Like you can put your hand in my mouth, like, put your fingers in my mouth. But I've never been mouth fisted, and I don't even want to do the regular fist thing. So
I don't want to do regular fisting either. But I think I would be into, like, a little mouth play. Like, I love, if I'm with a guy and we're chilling, he just made me suck his fingers randomly. Or, like, if a guy, like, plays with my lips, I love when a guy plays with my lips. Whether with your fingers or your dick or your feet, I just really enjoy it.
I will say, kind of like the feet thing, mm-hmm. having your hand sucked on is very erotic. It's one of those places, it's an erogenous zone that people don't really explore like that.
Yeah.
It's like sends a tingling sensation, you know? I get my hand sucked on.
Do you like long fingers or do you like fat, short, stubby finger? I like long fingers too, with a lot of bangs.
I like the long fingers with a long nail bed, short nails though. Long nail bed, cut them fucking nails.
Yeah.
I want no coke nails in my pussy, okay?
Here we go, talking about coke again. The coke boys next door. Cocaina.
Okay, now get into the situation. Tell us about it.
So, I was on Twitter doing my normal research because this is a professional podcast. And I came across this tweet from our friend Xavier. Friend of the podcast. He always supports us. So, thank you for your support. And I did let him know that we were using his tweet just so it's not like stolen, but it's the
That's at Slight Right on Twitter. Slight I can't see. SLIGHTWRIGHT. I'm not dumb. I just couldn't see.
It's okay. We know you have glaucoma, grandma. But the thing is he's like, if I will say this too, give him a follow. He has really, really good viral tweets all fucking week. Like
he's Twitter famous.
Yeah, like all for of like sure. Yeah, all his tweets been going, like, viral this week. So, anyway, I came across this one. It says, I have such a mental block against fucking somebody I've never had a real conversation with. Why you rushing? And he followed up and said, I want some type of sexual tension. It could take a few hours, days, weeks, whatever. I just need to feel connected or bonded in some way. And not even necessarily romantically, although that would help too. So that, like, made me want to think, like, does waiting, like, to have sex and engaging sexually with somebody, does it make a difference for you? Or are you just like, let's go?
If I'm hunching on somebody very on and I don't really know them, it's because I want to do that and I don't want to really get to know them. Ooh. We can follow up after that. Mm-hmm. But And we talk about this all the time. We like, neither of us are really just like the hookup girls. That's just like, mm-hmm. we meet somebody and hook up. So I definitely agree with this tweet, but it's really just the same thing. Like, if we like, okay, so like the people I've been conversing with from those apps, one of those people I would fuck, and we haven't met yet, but I feel like once we meet, we could probably fuck because now we have some sort of connection. I know a little something about you. You know a little something about me. I kind of get your vibe. Now we can hunch. And my feelings still won't be involved, but we can do it.
What gets your feelings involved? Cause I feel like after we fuck, I'm gonna be like, I don't know how to have like sexual detachment. Like I don't know.
And it's funny because I was talking about this with that person as well. I just don't equate the two. Like I mean, I feel like the sex will obviously get better if I'm in love with somebody and I really like them. Not even in love. Like if I really like them, the sex is gonna be better. I'm gonna want to do it more. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it don't make me emotional.
Baby, that's why I don't just, do it.
It makes my whole emotional.
I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. But I don't know. I can't do it. I like every time I fuck somebody or every time like I think about fucking somebody, I just think about like how crazy I normally am about niggas. And how that would ultimately shift to like the fourth degree. And so I'm just like, it's just not worth it.
You need one of them jackets that go all the way around your body and they got like buckles on them. And
a straight jacket? Straight jacket.
I was trying not to say it, but that's what you need.
But I don't think so. I think boys, I just need to stop meeting boys that I literally can see futures with. I can either see a future with you or I don't. Like,
but see, here's the thing with me too. Like, once I start liking somebody, or if I even got a crush on them, I'm planning our lives together. But I'm fully aware that that's psychotic, so I know how to compartmentalize that, put it over here, and leave it out of reality. I'd be like, oh wow, we would be so cute together, and I wonder what we
pictures
would be
looking like. The vibe.
I'm planning it all out. You know what I'm saying? The furniture in the house. Yes. The wedding.
Literally, and that's how they're feeling. Yes, like that's it. Yeah, that's it. And so I don't want to attach sex with that, because now I'm like, oh my god, in our house, in our new couch, we could be fucking here all the time, and then because I'm like a very sexual person, but the thing is, I have to be tapped in with you for you to access that. If I'm not tapped in with you like to that degree, you probably think I'm just so shy and so boring. But once we're tapped in, I'd be like, bitch, I will suck your dick under the moon if I have to. Well, I will want to, but I will suck it anywhere, basically.
You just need to learn how to separate the two. Because, you know, I can be delusional and be like, oh, we'd be so cute together. And then I can be like...
You don't like being delusional? It's not fun for you?
It's fun. You know what happens sometimes? Like, sometimes I'll catch myself being so delusional and I'll snap at her and I'll just start laughing like a maniac. Like, it's so hilarious to me. Like, the situations I come up in with my head, it's like, it's part of being like having anxiety because, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can think really bad stuff that is like not even existing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like the other day I thought of something and I was literally sitting on my couch in the middle of rolling a blunt because I space out a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I zone completely out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all, the people who watch this podcast, y'all probably have seen me zone out if you could tell, like, when I'm doing that. And I'm still able to engage, obviously. I zone out a lot. I probably zoned out twice since we've been recording.
Oh, 100%. It's just, I'm it's so just, used to it
it's
now.
It's just how...
I'm like, I wonder if he's thinking about his canes he's going to get later. Or if he's thinking about, like,
literally in another world all the time.
I get that.
And so the other day I was having a moment like that, and then once I came to, I just busted out laughing, and then I just thought about how psychotic it is to be laughing at yourself all alone right now. I felt like I was in a movie being watched, because I was like, this is psychotic.
Welcome to my life. This is what I go through every day about the 40 different boys that I like. I always go through this. So imagine having like, yeah, I know. Okay, I have like a list of different guys. Like, it's like, you know, like, okay, so you're dating too, so you get it. And our listeners are probably dating or have
I am not dating. I'm talking to people.
what's the difference? Oh, well, I guess you're not going out with them, according to that fucking diagram and shit. Like, you're not going out with
right?
Okay? Like, you're not going out with them. So, you're talking to some guys. And it's just, like, some guys you like more than the others. And the ones that you really like, you're like, okay, they get that special, like, the Lululand. They get the express ticket there. While the other ones are in reality, and you like, bitch, I don't know if you're going to make it to tomorrow. So, we're going to enjoy this time we got right now. But the ones that I really like, I just be like, I think we should just do it. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's fuck it. Let's do it.
I feel it, but you gotta control that. Think about it.
I'm trying, okay? Listen, like, literally, I text you this all the time. Every time I'm getting crazy, I literally think, what will BlackBerry tell me right now in this moment? And if I can't figure out the answer, that's when I'm texting you, like, hey, I'm losing my shit. And I text you that like twice in the last 2 weeks, okay? So imagine the times that I did not text you where I have talked my own self down. Oh. I'm a crazy person. This is why guys are afraid of me. They're like, bitch, you're fucking chaotic.
I just be like, when you be saying stuff sometimes, I'd be like, girl, how did we get to here? Like, this just went so far, so fast.
Because I feel everything. Like, I'm a hyper-emotional person. Like, I know the girl said I look mean and all this shit. I'm very soft. Even though I did have to go off at the gas station early and somebody tried to pull my car. And I'm like, bitch, that car don't work here. And so, but like, I'm very just like, I'm like, it's a lot going on. Like, so I don't know. I just try my best. Like, I love one nigga right now. And I like about two.
Loving a nigga is crazy. You ever been dating somebody and then... or been talking to somebody, you be like, this is not, I can't take him home type vibes. But he's cool in private.
No, because most of the guys I really... Oh. Sorry, oh. I know what you're talking about. But no, I haven't...
We'll talk about that later if I ever feel like disclosing that on this podcast. Yeah,
ever. But like, I know what you're talking about. Life. Okay, ever, bitch. You will not take us down. This is not how we're going down. But, like, no, because most of the guys I like, I know.
Wait. Keep, remember your thought, but don't say it like that now.
It's a catch-22, because we've seen it work for other people, okay? Like, you know, a little.
Right, and I don't want to be one of them people, they be like, oh, I don't want to be that person, so.
It's done already. It's already, because
I talk
there.
Shit about those people, that's why it's hunting me. It's like, I have to find something wrong with this man. Okay, I'm going to just tell y'all.
Hypocritical faggot.
I'm going to tell y'all during confessions. Go ahead, finish your story.
I already forgot what it was. You know, I have.
No, you talking about how crazy you is for men.
Well, I mean, I've said that about 40 times already today. I think, I don't know if that was part of that.
Oh, do you think they got it? Okay.
I'm crazy. Like, I love boys. Like, I don't know what the fuck they want from me at this point. Like, I'm already
playing. No, what the fuck do you want from them at this point? We're going to get a therapist on this show.
I don't know what I want. I think I just want companionship. I think ultimately out here, I'm just like very just like, I won't say alone. Because if I want to go hang out with people, I can hang out with people. I just want a more like... romantic level interaction with a guy that I actually fuck with, you know, I actually want to fuck with you. I don't want to hang out with you just because I'm bored, or I'm just like, oh well, I guess no other guy's picking up, I guess I'll call you. Like, I want a guy that I actually want to call and hang out with, and I won't be afraid of being annoyed with like him in like 2 minutes, because guy, I get annoyed with guys too. Like, I'd be over, that'd be the thing. Like, y'all know I'd be like, if I'm in love every one business day. Like, I fall out of love, like, every, like, 30 seconds, though. So, like, my roster, like, it shifts on how I feel about you. I have one that I love right now, and I have two that I like. And the one that I love right now, I'm already playing... Oh, that's what I was about to say. I'm already playing in birthday shit. Like, I'm already like, stop, don't do this. We're supposed to be uplifting each other. I didn't trash you. You don't trash
me. Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm fine. I'm totally approving of this, babe.
Thank you. And so, like, I'm already, like, planning birthday shit. And every time I was on, like, line looking for the birthday gift already. And it's, like, months away. But I was just, like, I think this would be so nice.
What's his sign? Oh, you don't have to say, because that might be.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not listening to this gay-ass podcast. But, he's a Taurus.
He's a DDT?
No, we don't know. Nobody knows anything. I don't know. That's why I'm just, like, okay, normally if I know when a guy is, like, straight, like, I automatically know blah blah blah. from this situation, I don't know what the fuck he is. I don't know. And I don't want to blatantly just be like, are you straight? Because I feel like that's such a weird thing to like ask somebody. Even though I have asked.
Have y'all been flirting?
Because I've literally been asking people. I literally just ask them, like, are you gay, bi? Like, I literally ask people.
I don't ask that. Because I feel like sometimes, okay, you can be attracted to people differently. So, mm-hmm. if you're gay or bi, and I'm asking it because I'm interested in you. And if you say you're gay or bi, and then you're like, I'm not interested back in you, I'm going to be like, okay, bitch, why the fuck not? What the fuck you mean? And so it just makes it easier for me to just like feel the vibe out, and then we like let it progress to wherever it's going to be. And I'd rather like know, like right now I'm just like trying to safeguard myself for the instance of there's a lot of things because, okay, so you asked if we're flirting. I don't know what you call, I came like, okay, we're 54 minutes in. We go out to eat every day. We're talking, It's a thing. Like, it's a thing. Everybody, like, I can't really say too much.
I don't think things are things until y'all call it a thing, if you get my drift.
Exactly. And so every time I'm trying to decide.
So it's nothing.
Exactly. So that's why I'm, like, spiraling. Because I don't know what, if it's not a thing, it's a waste of my time, which is a thing. Okay? And so it's just like, bitch, like, what are we doing here? And so, like, I'm trying not to rush it because, oh, can I say this? I'll say it. My last relationship happened just by like me being like completely obsessed to the point of how I am with the boy I say I love, and I like the one I say I love right now, like it and that's how all my relationships start. I'm really into you. I'm like focused and I'm just like, it's gonna happen. Then it usually ends up happening like one way or another. And so, like, I'm trying to just follow my formula of the shit that I'm supposed to get comes to me naturally without me forcing it. And so, it's just, like, right now, I'm still trying to figure out the vibe. Like, cool, what if I'm, like, we talked last week about platonic relationships and platonic soulmates and romantic soulmates and shit like that. I'm, like, what if this is supposed to be just, like, a really good platonic soulmate? So, I'm not trying to rush the vibe of anything. I'm just literally taking everything as it comes, and I'm just, like, I don't know. Like, you ever been around somebody and you're, like, kind of shy, kind of nervous, and they give you that same energy back, but you don't know like if it's, they're actually shy or nervous, or if they're just like being like really just like in a shell.
You know,
like,
what for me, when people are like, because I'm naturally shy and nervous, when other people are shy and nervous, I become the extrovert.
Hello, that's and that's what I find, like that's what I've been doing, and so it just kind of like I'm a freaker outer, like I freak out. But with boys, instead of freaking out on the outside where I'm just like a 10, I'm freaking out on the inside where I'm like a million and 10, okay? And so like I'm trying to play it cool and I'm just trying to be myself and I'm not trying to send a representative because I just don't want them to get to know any other version of me except for me. The good shit, the bad shit. And it's not like I'm rushing to show them bad shit because my bad shit you probably will not see until you're put in that situation with me, you know? And that's the scariest part. And so it's like, you won't know that my temper is really bad until you do something that I don't like. You won't know that I have, like, my mouth is kind of crazy until you say something that pisses me off. And then it's kind of like, well, who the fuck have I gotten to know? And so, like, yeah.
To go back to our first topic, it's a no for me if you have a bad temper. Like, I'm not dealing with that.
See, and my temper is triggered. I have a tripwire temper. Like, it's very just like, listen, you know, like, just don't step too close to my triggers and we're good. Like, you would rather, you honestly rather my temper go off than me not say anything at all. Like, if I don't say anything at all, that means I have officially left the building. Elvis has left the building at that point. Like, there's nothing I want to say. There's nothing. There's no going back. There's nothing. There's no remote conversation or anything to be had with you. And so, like, if, like, my temper is me caring. And my temper is me giving a fuck. Because when I don't give a fuck.
My temper is me shutting completely down and icing you out.
We're the opposite on that as well. Very far off.
Very far. I was talking to my sister about it. And we was talking about something. She was like, yeah, because when you get mad, I was like, when you ever seen me get mad? I mean, obviously she has. But she was like, no, when she, because she had came down here a couple years ago. And then my other sister did something that irritated me. And I just wasn't talking to nobody for like a whole day.
Yeah. That's how you get. And I'd be like, oh, brother, here we go. Like, we don't necessarily do that. Like, when we get into it, it's kind of like, because our personalities clash in that part of conflict resolution. I'm very just charged. Let's get into it. And then you're very just like, bitch, give me a second. I'm gonna come back around to it. And I'd be like, okay, then by then I won't be mad. There's nothing to talk about. But you'll still feel some type of way. And then I'll just be like, bitch, I'm not even mad no more. And so it just be like, then we right back to step one where I'm like, bitch, if we had addressed this from the beginning, we both could have been at the same part.
We say all that to say, I got to know a little something about you before I give you this cootie cat.
I forgot that's what we were talking about. What a psychopath.
Yes. Let's do Ask the Boys before we get out of here. This comes to us. Question? It's not something somebody sent in, but it's something I stole from somebody's close friends. So get into it. I told him I was going to use it, but I don't know if... I mean, I didn't really say I was going to say his name, so I won't, just in case he don't want me to. I'm going to just say it. Shout out to Brandon Lawrence on Instagram.
I was going to say it. I was going to say it for you, bitch.
Hey, Brandon. I told him I was going to take this from his close friends. It's not a situation he's in, according to the screenshot that I took. Oh, will you send us something to rate? Somebody actually was supposed to send us a dick to rate.
Oh, what happened
to I don't know if I just didn't see it in the email or they just didn't send it yet. Okay. But we were supposed to get a dick to rate, and so we should be getting that soon. If you listening, go on, send it through now.
And we may be pushing out on the Patreon, too. That may be Patreon exclusive shit.
We ain't gonna show nobody, but
right.
Okay, so the question he asked on his story was, you casually dating someone and they want to make it exclusive, but you already have a sneaky link you see every now and then. And so these are your app options. Do you have sex with the sneaky link one last time? B, do you say, you know what, I'm in a relationship now, so I'm not, see you later, partner. I'm with my man. C, do you do it, but if it's...
I do it, but if it's good, I don't think I'm going to stop.
So C, you gonna fuck your sneaky link one more time, but you're going to keep fucking your sneaky link during the relationship because you're a slut. Or D, why would I have a sneaky link if I'm dating? So you don't have sneaky links at all. I know that sounded a little weird, but which one are you? Because I switched up all his words.
For me, I was asking myself this question earlier this week. Like, okay, let's say it advances, situation A advances really, really fast. And we're just like, okay, we're talking and now we're going to start dating. Do I really want to cut off my hoes yet? Do I really want to cut them loose yet? Is it worth it? Is this going to be something that is like worth me? Like basically ghosting other niggas who may have been better options that I just didn't make the right choice about. Like, is it really all this? But then I also
because start thinking, then if it don't work out, you gotta spin the block and like take that walk of shame. Like, okay,
hey,
what's going on?
start randomly liking fucking hella fucking Instagram shit, just, bitch. And I don't give no fuck. I'm shameless about that shit, bitch. I'll like up everything, but still, bitch. Pop us back. Open that door up. But I'm the one of people, like, I'm always, like, super, super cautious. But then I started thinking in my head along with that thought, if I really like this person, would I care about losing all these other people? Like, would I care about all these other situationships or situationships that ultimately want to progress to where me and this one person is? And so it's just kind of like, I feel like I'm one of the people, I'm always, like, all chips in. So I will automatically just be like, cut everybody off. But I will always like, if it didn't work out, I will regret it. Like, there was many times, like, in a lot of different dating situations where I would just kind of like, I should have chose the other friend or something like that. Like, it just be different things. What about you?
In my history, I've never even been in this situation because it's kind of like, I talk to one person at a time. I like be low-key loyal to somebody I'm talking to. It's fucking weird. Not
trash.
Really, in the sense that I'm not like, you know, flirting with other people or, you know, sending news or whatever. But if I'm talking to somebody, like I'm talking to them and then I'm probably want to be with them. I feel like now I'm probably going to end up in a situation just based off of my activity on these apps. I'm probably going to be in a situation where is going to advance with somebody, but I'm going to still have a couple lingering around. And so according to these options, don't know if I want to answer that because I don't know who's going to end up listening to this podcast.
It's like bussy auditions. I'm just trying everything out. I just want to see. That word is so fucking disgusting. But I feel like me personally, I'm going to go with the option. I'm in a relationship now, so it's slow for that. For the simple fact of,
okay,
I'm like, this is my man. I'm not trying, like, if, and then what, like, knowing me, the person, the other person that's around, like the sneaky link or whatever case in this situation, like, if the dick good, I like dick. I like some good dick too. And so I'm a want to dabble. It's not even worth getting involved with because that's just going to open up more roads to trouble.
That's true.
Because then you're going to, like, if it's good, you're going to be, what if your man dick not good? What if the one you picked not good?
And see, that's another thing. When we was talking about, that's pretty much been the theme of this episode. Like, how soon after you are talking to somebody, and this is what I meant to say about that last question. So this all kind of works in when Xavier says, like, we need to have some sort of rapport. And one of my friends was dragging me because I was telling him about my dating experiences on these apps, and he was like, you haven't fucked anybody yet? And I'm like, was I supposed to? Like, I thought. He was like, oh, you're dating for real? I was like,
that's awesome. We got some minutes. Let's talk about it, because that's the issue on these dating apps and whatever. People come looking for different things. And so, like,
they're not explicit about it.
They're not. So you kind of just have to figure it out from the combo. And so it's just kind of like you're wasting all this time. Like, let's say, like, you're getting to know them for one thing. They're getting to know you for something else. And then half the time, like, the people that use the apps, right? Like you said, they're not explicitly, like, they're not telling you outright, like, I just want to fuck and go about their day. Do you know how much easier it would be if someone was just openly just like, I just want to fuck? At least give me the option to know what I'm, like, investing in. At least give me the option, the power to make the decision on what this relationship can be as well. Because you already decided in your head, I'm just a hole for the night. Okay? A hole in one. But I don't want it. Like, sometimes I meet guys and I'm just like, I'm very quick to fill out their energy. I'm very quick to get to the point of understanding what you're exactly looking for. Except if I really like you. But on the apps, I'm very just like, what are we doing here? What are you looking for? What's the point of this?
My friend was telling me, like, he's like, yeah, I get nudes every day. And I'm like, my brain just don't operate that way. Like, I get it. We have a sex podcast. We talk about sex all the time. I love talking about sex. That is not a driving factor for me in, like, actual life.
At all. So,
and I think that's like, I'm being attacked for being a lady. I don't understand.
That's a big misconception about us, though. People think we're very sexually forward. And I'm not like, I am very sexually aggressive. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like very flirty. I'm very, like, I give that energy, but I'm not rushing to have sex with you. Like, it's just not at the top of my list of concerns of what to do with you. I need to make sure, like, you actually contribute something of worth to what I have going on. And that I actually, like, have value in your life as well. Because sometimes you be hanging out with these people and they bring absolutely nothing to your life. Absolute fucking nothing except for a headache. And so those people be the ones that try too hard and, like, they try, no, just go the fuck away. Like, so I think it's very important, like, to put a ribbon and bow and button on what a relationship is, and that's hard on these apps.
So I think if I found somebody who wanted to be exclusive with me, honestly, truly, I'ma just lock in. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, fine, let's do this. I think it would depend on, like, if I have, like, a bond with the person who has, like, good dick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's my sneaky link, it's probably somebody I'm just hunching on, and we both know that this won't go any further than hunching. You know what I'm saying? So I think it would just be easy for me to be like, okay, well, no, we can't link because I got a band. I'm sorry.
And you mentioned earlier that you're not even emotionally attached during sex. So you're sneaking, you would be like, okay, then bye, bitch. Like, it'll probably be way different for you too. You're probably be like, well, I'm not missing anything that I didn't already have. Like, it's just like, whatever.
But I'm thinking about one particular person, right? Like, let's say I started dating somebody for real, and this one particular person wanted to hit one more time. I might have to let him. And then I need one more closing round, you know?
And I don't want to let you know now. I know exactly who you're talking about, and I want you to text me first and ask me if this is
not that person.
Oh, not that person. But no. Still, I want to let you know in this very moment.
I mean, I would. He could. Okay, that one can get it, but I won't talk about him.
Okay, but I just want to let you know in that very moment, you can text me and ask me if you should do it one more time, and I'm gonna say yes because I've never seen your eyes light up so brightly over thinking over a dick because you had a dick back.
If he wanted to hunch one more time, I wouldn't even text you about it until after it was done. I'd be like, girl, guess what just ran through me, child.
The thing is, you normally don't tell me till like after anyway. So it'll be on par.
Yeah,
you're usually just like, well, I'm like, you randomly just like, I can always tell because you randomly text me kind of early-ish and you're just very nice to me. It's very flowy conversation. I'm just like, oh my God. Hey, oh, best girl, friend.
Don't try to make it look like I'm the wicked witch that just be needing some dick sometime.
The wicked witch that needed some dick. That is perfect. That is you. But I think that's me as well. But I'm like the chaotic witch that needs some dick, okay?
Well, this has been fun.
We basically told everybody why they should never date us for about.
We're totally undateable.
Yeah, that's it. Like at this point, I feel like I've come to the conclusion that I'm just like, maybe I'm just like not actually ready to date. Like maybe it wouldn't be this hard if I was in a position that actually made sense to date, or maybe I just haven't met the person. I don't know.
We sound like crazy people. I think we're gonna look back on this though and be like, wow, how young and foolish were we?
Okay, really young and foolish.
Okay, before we say any more lies, I think you guys should go ahead and make sure you follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod.
I get treated so bad.
Subscribe to us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. What emojis should they leave in the comments since y'all like leaving emojis?
A broken heart emoji.
No, that's not positive. Whose heart is broken?
Mine, because I'm thinking about...
Your bussy's broken?
Broken bussy. Send a wrench and a peach emoji.
That is sick. Okay, a wrench and a peach emoji.
Fix our broken bussies.
Follow me on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod and yeah.
Look up. Pose or do something.
I feel like I do the same thing every week.
I do too. I never know what to do, but I feel like we got something.
And where can the people follow you?
Oh. I was trying to get a thumbnail. You can follow me at Ken Lush. @ Ken Lush, KENLUSHH.
I'm sorry, that wasn't even that funny, but it tickled me. Okay, I'm back.
Bitch, shut up. I've been thinking about cutting my hair off all week, and I keep stopping myself. By the yeah, bitch, it's been one of those weeks. So I'm just like, bitch, why fuck it? But I've made so much progress. Okay, like you don't have to. Like I just like I love my hair. Like, and I want to try Beyonce's hair care too. I'm like, the shit looks so bomb. Like the
okay, shit. So here's the thing about Sacred. I was like, I don't want to just try it just because it's Beyonce, because I have a very sensitive head. I really don't know what I'm doing with it, and mm-hmm. I don't want no bullshit in my head.
Right.
But then what had happened was, you know Kid Fury and Crystal, right?
Yeah.
They got invited to the lunch, and they was talking about how, you know, Miss Tina washed Crystal's hair, and I feel like Crystal has similar hair texture to me, and Crystal was raving about the product. Now, because she's somebody I listen to frequently, I feel like I could trust her word over Beyonce's about this product. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because she said it felt nice on her hair, I felt like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. I did not know that she had a clarifying shampoo, so I think that's gonna be the product I'm gonna try, and maybe like something that can keep it moisturized.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting it was $36, the one you just mentioned. I was thinking about getting that one. I was like, okay, that sounds good. With my hair right now, I want my hair to be healthy because I spent like, you know, I was blonde for about 6 years, and I was like, at that point, I was dyeing my hair like every other week. like platinum blonde every other week. And then when I finally cut my hair off, at that point I had dyed it so much, like my sides weren't falling out, but it was just like I could tell, like you could tell when your hair is like thinning from the chemicals, and so it just felt thin. And then my barber at the time, you know what the fuck he was really doing, so he was cutting it too low. Like my hair was a fucking mess, so I just cut it off. And plus I had a psychotic break, and I was like, fuck it. And so I was just like, now I'm like, I really enjoy, like, as much as I want to cut my hair, I'm like, I'm really enjoying watching the progress of it grow. Like, I was looking at a video from, like, January. I'm like, oh, my God, you've grown so much, my little bushery. And so I'm just like, I really, like, I'm trying to invest more and not go crazy. But I like it. I'm really interested in the product, so that's all I wanted to know.
And I have really, I don't know if I have psoriasis, but I have really, 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 really dry scalp. And Beyonce says she got psoriasis. So if I got that in common with Beyonce, oh, I can't wait to get diagnosed.
Okay, dry scalp sisters.
Sisters and scalp. Okay, thank y'all so much for listening to this mess. Love you. Bye.
Later. I love you.